Welcome to the latest episode of the Edgar Rice Burroughs mini podcast. These short podcasts are meant to supplement the full-length episodes that I do along with Jess Terrell and Scott Stewart, in which we generally talk about one of Burroughs's novels in detail. Right now, we're using the mini podcast to do a chapter-by-chapter analysis of the 1912 novel Tarzan of the Apes. My name is Tim DeForest. I'm the author of several books on subjects such as old-time radio and pulp magazines. I keep a blog about such things at comics, old-time radio, and other cool stuff. And today, we're talking about Chapter 24 of Tarzan of the Apes, titled The Lost Treasure. Now, this is a bit of a breather episode, allowing Burroughs to move the plot along in a few key areas that don't require action to do so. Though the observations of Lieutenant Charpentier, whose name I may be mispronouncing horribly, that his observations about how the jungle can be a terrifying place generates such an intense atmosphere that portion of the chapter almost feels like an action scene. And we get confirmation of Jane's love and loyalty for her forest man, although she doesn't realize yet that he's the same guy that's been leaving them notes. So keep that in mind when I refer to Tarzan in this episode. I'm referring to him as Tarzan even when Jane does not realize that's who he is. Her impassioned argument that they wait a while for Tarzan and D'Arnot to show up is based on her emotions, but Tarzan shows she's smart by giving logical reasons for staying as well. In the end, they do wait. It's just not quite long enough. Cecil is still making a case that Tarzan was part of the cannibal tribe, but his argument here is based on reasonable logic. He's wrong simply because he doesn't have enough information to tell him otherwise, but the information he does have is enough to make his assumptions sound good. And I think at this point, he's not speaking out of jealousy or thoughtlessness, but expressing legitimate concern. Nor can we blame Jane for having her doubts. There really is no way for her to guess Tarzan's actual origin. Nor is there any way for the party to explain the disappearance of the treasure, with the idea that the natives took it being a perfectly reasonable assumption from their point of view. Burroughs is setting up a Chekhov's gun here regarding the problem Professor Porter and Jane will have when they finally get home. This is in regard to their finances and Jane being forced into a marriage with a real jerk. Well, that's it for now. Once again, my name is Tim DeForest. Please visit my blog at comics, old time radio, and other cool stuff, where you can also find a link to my Amazon.com author page. And if you're enjoying what we're doing here on these podcasts, we would appreciate it if you take a moment to leave a review on iTunes. And keep an eye out for future podcasts in the that should be coming soon. And thank you for listening.